AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. China's responded to President Trump's tariffs with a 34% tax on imports of all U.S. products. That escalation of a now global trade war helped send stocks plunging again. The S&P 500 shed 6% on the day and finished the week down more than 9%. Seth Sutel explains the reaction.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell mentioned the tariffs could result in inflation. If they result in a lot of inflation, that could mean even less spending by households and businesses. That means businesses hiring fewer people, people spending less money. So the market is still kind of biding its time here, but in the meantime, taking a big step back and taking some money off the table until they see a little bit more predictability about what's going to happen to our economy and the global economy.
A surprisingly strong March jobs report, 228,000 added. Meantime, sources tell AP the IRS plans to cut as many as 20,000 staffers, up to 25% of its workforce, as part of layoffs that began today. Two border inspectors in Southern California charged with taking bribes to allow people to enter without showing documents. And a federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to arrange for the return of a Maryland man mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. Lisa Adams-Wagner has details.
U.S. immigration officials admitted to erroneously expelling Kilmar Abrego Garcia last month. His wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, spoke at a rally in Hyattsville, Maryland, before the judge's ruling.
We must fight for our husbands, our children's, our neighborhood, our loved ones. Fight for Kilmar and fight for all the immigrant families, lighting a candle for the loved ones that disappear by administration.
Audio courtesy WJLA. A 2019 court order barred him from being deported to his native El Salvador, where he faced persecution by local gangs. The White House has argued that he was an MS-13 gang member and shouldn't be returned. Abrego Garcia's attorneys have said there is no evidence he was in MS-13. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
This is AP News. The home opener in Pittsburgh saw the Yankees down the Pirates 9-4 today. Aaron Judge hit his sixth home run of the year, but it's his teammate slugging that's generating a lot of new business for a company that makes the torpedo bat.
The main difference with the torpedo bat is we'll take that extra mass that's down here at the end of the bat, and we'll transfer it to where the player is typically going to make the most contact and where they're going to see the performance the most.
Jared Smith is co-founder of Victus.
Our first torpedo bat we made was last year around spring training time. So for us, it's something that we've experimented with. Different guys have tried it so far, but really it just took off after last Saturday after the Yankees hit those 9 home runs.
Smith says three of his Victus team were at that game.
As soon as that game ended, it was when the other players saw when their games ended. They saw all the headlines, and then one player after another started reaching out. That's when we were like, wow, like this is really going to take the league by storm.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.